You're listening to WITF FM 89.5 and 93.3. President Joe Biden is working to sell the nation on his several trillion dollar infrastructure package. Congressional Democrats, meanwhile, are negotiating a deal. The president made a pitch for his economic plan in an hour-long speech to voters in his boyhood hometown of Scranton this week. WITF's Sam Dunklaw took some time to chat with voters in the city about what kind of infrastructure they would like to see.
Just across the Lackawanna River from where the podium is set up for the president's speech, Flo Spindler is sitting on a park bench.
I'm from Scranton, 60-some years, and I enjoy Scranton. Scranton is a very good town, and there's very good people here.
She says she's actually relying on the community right now. She's been homeless for the last few months. An aid group in the city has put her up in a hotel for the time being, and she's trying to get work to support herself. But it's tough to get a gig that pays, because Spindler says you have to be connected with the right people.
You know, you have to be in with that, because this is a very, it's poor, you know what I mean?
Spindler is hardly the only one who's had a tough go of it in Scranton. Mayor Paige Cognetti says there isn't the kind of opportunity that President Biden grew up around decades ago. She says she chatted with him about turning that around by filling a specific need.
The need to repair our aging infrastructure. The need to lead on public transportation. We were just looking at the trolleys and he was thinking about what it was like to ride the trolley. We don't have that anymore.
Even Biden had to take a second in his speech to supporters to vent his frustration on the matter.
What are we doing? This is the United States of America, damn it. What are we doing?
And that's the case Biden was in Scranton to make. Pending approval in Congress, several trillions of dollars worth of infrastructure funding and tax credits could make a world of difference for cities like Scranton. Retired restaurant manager Michelle Martinez voted for former President Donald Trump last fall. But she agrees money to build up the city would help, but adds she believes Biden's plan should be laser-focused.
I think if he could bring jobs here, which are higher-paying jobs, bring training here to train people that are jobs that are here, a lot of people would stay here.
Martinez says her family has a stake in that. Her husband works building pipelines. She says he's been on the job and renting a place outside Pittsburgh for the last 2 years, because high-paying work just isn't available around Scranton.
If he could get a decent-paying job here, stay here, we'd only have one mortgage. You might as well say right now we're paying $1,800 for mortgage.
City native Justin Howells is living another story. He just found some high-paying manufacturing work, but only after almost 6 months of looking. He used to work in retail, but definitely doesn't miss the conditions.
For example, the store that I used to work in, we weren't allowed to enforce COVID rules, otherwise we could actually be potentially fired. So I think this area needs to take it a little more seriously.
Howell says fewer people in Scranton would have to work in those kinds of places if there was more skilled work available.
A lot of people are struggling for jobs, and I feel like that needs to be attacked specifically as well.
Biden is promising to bring at least $1.5 billion into Pennsylvania to pay for things like rail construction and a share of $300 billion for clean energy projects. All that money could bring the kind of work Scranton voters want to see with it, but only if Congress gives it the green light. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Scranton. Sam Dunklaw, WITF News, Scranton.